It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
La vida me empezó a cambiar, la noche que te conocí. Tenía poco que perder, y la cosa sigue así. Chocó mi sostén a rayas, y mi pelo a medio se.
Welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience on Mile High Sports Radio. I'm Big Buzz.
Hey, watch this, watch this.
What am I watching?
Oh, yeah. Woo, woo. Whoa, look at that. A little bit of this. Let me go this way with the hands. Woo.
We're screwed. This way.
Oh, yeah.
Woo. See, now is when I'm glad we're not on television. So only you're subjecting Chi-Chi and I to this torture.
Oh, yeah, there's my butt right there. Woo, 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 woo.
Terrible. Huh. Terrible. That made me want to look at the eclipse on Monday.
Well, you can for about 12 seconds.
Yeah. Like when the sun is fully eclipsed.
It won't happen that way here.
Actually, you can just drive up 3.5 hours.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that because everybody's driving up.
Actually, they're going to be doing it on. They're going to be doing it live on the Science Channel, following it all the way around the world, and they're going to have cameras set up where they're going to be fully eclipsed all over the world.
So it's going to look like dark and dark and dark.
Well, you get to see it. It's not that dark.
Dark. Wait, what?
It's not that dark. I mean, you still have some
nighttime
light. It's not that dark outside right now. I can still see.
I mean, you'll still be able to see.
Yeah.
But it'll be like how it is now outside.
Well, they're going to be pointing it at the sun.
Not here.
We're going to get a pretty significant
eclipse.
It'll
be dark. You'll notice it. I mean, you're going to notice it. If you forget, you're going to notice it.
Because we're only like a degree off from where it's fully.
Yeah, I think we're at like 94%.
Yeah, so that's still pretty good. We're going to get most of the sun is going to be gone, which is awesome. I've seen an eclipse before.
Not a total one.
No, I've never seen a total eclipse. Not in person, but I've seen eclipses. We did that stupid cardboard box thing.
Yep.
I'm going to do that again.
That's
fine. I'm going to go get glasses.
Why would you pay for glasses?
They're giving them away at like museums, dude. Like cheap little glasses. Why can't you just use sunglasses?
Because I don't believe. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Like really dark sunglasses.
It's a good question.
I feel like that would work. And besides, 94% of the sun's not going to be there, so, I mean, how bad could it be?
It's going to be 0.93 magnitude, so about 94% coverage.
Yeah, that's still pretty good. It'll get darker.
You'll see a sliver.
Yeah. So it'll be pretty dark here. But
Can we play eclipse music on Monday all day long, like Total Eclipse of the Heart and
Black Hole Sun?
Yeah, that'd be a good one. And then,
we'll just play those two songs over and over and over.
There's got to be other ones, like Moon, maybe a Moon one.
Moon Over Miami?
That's not a song. That's a sandwich.
That's right.
That's a sandwich at Denny's?
I think. Or IHOP. I don't know.
I did my moodiness as a kid, and I've had enough Denny's.
I'm looking. So, real quick.
Yes.
And we'll just get out of the way.
Real quick or Despacito?
No. Okay. No. And we'll get out of the way, but we have to talk about it briefly, and that is apparently Paxton Lynch has looked really good in practice this week.
Yep.
It's 49ers.
Yeah.
So it's funny. I was reading Sports Illustrated about the QB battle here.
Yes.
And the national writers seem to think that the contest has been much closer than all the local guys here do. All the local guys here are like, oh, Trevor Siemian's just beating the tar out of Paxton Lynch.
Well, I think
until this week.
Well, I think that Trevor has a distinct advantage. So Monkey Boy is at a distinct advantage where he has to win the job by a lot in order to win the job. I think that if Paxton Lynch comes in a close second, then he gets the job.
Yeah.
I mean, I disagree with that, not because of Trevor Siemian, but I just think you play the best guy. However, but if he looks better. And he has looked better, apparently.
Apparently this week he's been pretty lights out. He was 12 for 12 yesterday. What does he have to do on Monday? On Saturday for him to convince you that he should start opening game?
Move the ball. Look like he – I mean, I don't feel like he – I have not felt since I've watched him that he, that I have seen him just take a team down a field and you know what I'm saying? Like he
did we see Trevor do that last game? We didn't.
No, but I want to see him with a grasp and control of the offense, looking confident in the pocket, pulling strikes, going down on a first drive and not even necessarily scoring but getting points.
I think he needs to get points.
Yeah, I mean,
I
you
think
have
he needs to score a touchdown. Maybe two.
I would like to see a touchdown, but I think what you need to see is you need to see him, you know, making the right throws that open up his guys to make big plays. And when it comes his opportunity to make a play, make it instead of goink it.
See, so a lot of – now what's happening
– goink factor is what I'm worried about.
What's happening now is all of the media folks in Trevor Siemian's corner are begrudgingly admitting – that, well, Paxton Lynch has looked a lot better this week.
No, I like that he looked a lot better.
But now they're coming out with this, okay, fine. There's no room for error for him. Like, if he fumbles a snap or if he throws a ball over someone's head or if he throws an interception or if he makes a bad read.
NFL is littered with guys who looked great in practice, and then when they got to a game, they doinked it, and they were never seen again.
So he's not allowed to make a mistake on Saturday.
No, I believe he's allowed to make a mistake, and I think that he should make a mistake. But what I want to see, what I'm just telling you, what I want to see from him,
mm-hmm.
all right, is for him to step up and become the guy that everyone who's in Team Paxton believes that he can be. I want to see that guy.
But we don't know who that is because we've never had a chance to see him play.
Well, no, don't start doing that now. I believe that he can be a great quarterback.
He's
and I'd like to see it.
All these. Team Trevor Siemian people, all they're going to do is complain all year.
What do you mean, you people?
You people. All you're going to do is complain all season long.
I'm not going to complain all season long. I'm going to root for the Broncos.
Not understanding that there will be growing pains.
There will be growing pains.
That's all I've been saying. You've got to get him out there and let him try to grow and get better. And you got to do it this year. Because if you don't do it this year, then you've wasted another
year.
Well,
here's the problem. And this is the thing that Paxton Lynch faces. And some people think it's a bigger deal than other people. But right now, from everything that I've heard, the team is firmly in Team Trevor.
Not all the team. Demaryius Thomas.
Not as much as there was, but most of that team is in Team Trevor.
I mean,
I don't know if that means a lot or not, because if Rumarita goes out and, you know, throws it around and actually looks great and makes a few plays with his feet, you know, directs a receiver on how to block so he can get the extra things that, you know, make that good throw to the right spot so that Emmanuel Sanders can get one open, open up Virgil Green and get him some.
One else could open up Virgil Green, but now you're expecting Paxton Lynch to open up.
I was very critical last year. That was the one thing, and I have the Twitter records to go back and prove it that his one of the problems, and it was a three-headed problem that that you don't want to admit, but one of the problems that Trevor had was was his inability to get air under that pass. He could not fix it, and it was the bugaboo all year long. That was the problem that I had with Trevor Siemian. No one talked about that, but that's the one I had with him.
All I know is last year's offense was perhaps the most atrocious offense I've ever seen on a pro level in Denver. It was awful, and there was one quarterback in charge of that, and it wasn't Paxton Lynch.
Yeah, it was Gary Kubiak.
Tell me a worse offense.
It was not great, but it was. I understand, and I am with you that it was not a good quarterbacking experience last year. Okay, I am just also saying yes, and it was not a very good blocking offense, and it wasn't a very good running back offense either. I'm just saying it was. Yeah, if you're going to say it was historically,
bad.
Yes. And everybody was to blame. But I would like to, everybody was to blame.
Most of it falls on the quarterback.
When it's everything, then you can't. I would like to see what he looks like. You know what? Everybody wants to see what you look like underneath the Dallas Cowboy offense of the line. Do you know what I'm saying?
We don't have a Dallas Cowboy offense.
No, I understand.
And we're never going to get one.
I understand, but I would think that we're better this year than last year.
Well, it couldn't be worse. It couldn't really be worse. We've seen what Trevor Siemian can do. We don't know what Paxton Lynch can do, and you've got.
I hope he comes out and tears it up.
You've got to answer that question this
year. Listen, he could make it. He could make it a if he goes out and he plays like how. I mean, seriously, how everyone talks about him, and you know, piece of salami. See, I like Cecil. Cecil Salami, how much he loves him. All right, if I see him play up to the expectation, run with it, and you'll be the.
He doesn't need to play. What I'm saying is, he doesn't need to play up to that expectation. You need to play him this year, and yeah, if you may lose,
I need to see that he's. He needs to be better than he's been, man. He needs to be better than he's been.
Well, Siemian needs to be better than he's been.
Well, you know,
And he's not going to get better than he's
been. I don't want to see him be worse than Trevor Siemian again in a game.
Did you see that? Wasn't last week. He wasn't worse than Trevor Siemian. They were both terrible last week. What did you see that made Trevor Siemian better?
I saw practice.
What did you see that made Trevor Siemian better last week in a game? Because they were both terrible.
Yeah. I want to see him better. That's the problem.
Well, we'll see.
Trevor Siemian has sucked, and Paxton Lynch has not been able to beat him out yet. How about beating out a guy that has sucked so far? That's what I want to see. Is that enough to ask?
Yeah, kind of, because he's still basically learning the
game.
Great,
that's what I want to see.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
Caramela y tu así yo quiero, afinco como si fuera bolsa.